Now turning from Mengjiangyu jumping into the sea, let us pass to the court of the Dragon Sea King. The Dragon King soon met Mengjiangyu, led her to the palace, and inquired what had happened. The Dragon Mother, seeing her, rejoiced exceedingly, accepted her as daughter, and reported to the Jade Emperor. The Jade Emperor thereupon sent forth his orders. This spirit girl shall be an example to all generations. He gave her wrappings like the clouds at sunset, and set upon her head the phoenix crown, and she was given the spirit clothes of the eighth symbol, and a jade girdle on the wrist, most suitable, and shoes for ascending the clouds in the heavens, and the elixir of life and all good heavenly herbs, and spirit tea and spirit fruit, so that she might never hunger nor thirst, male servants on the left, female on the right. Thus in the heaven palace soon did she sit, surpassing in excellence all worldly kings. The spirit of Fan San Lang returned also to the heavens, and was made a golden boy forever and ever. Mengjiangyu and Fan Lang kept each other company, thus at last returning to their first state of being. One person looking at the compass, two eyes, have no light and cannot suffer the people. Silver teeth inside the mouth bite tight, determining that the old mother was without birth. Two persons, looking at the compass, caused the Gudi tree to fall down. There is right and wrong, to fight is evil. Those who struggle for fame and money are lost. Three persons looking at the compass, it seemed as if emptiness were ascending upon a white cloud. One wheel of clear wind accompanying the bright moon, throw away four characters and the god of fire will burn. Mengjiangyu, of course, had her own compass, and single-hearted did she follow it. Like the lonely wild goose crying in the empty sky, invisible was its form. Those who do not fix their hearts like iron must act very quickly when danger comes near, truly like wildfire burning the body and causing pain without apparent cause. Mengjiangyu suffered and cultivated herself truly and became an example to all generations. If following this road and learning from enlightened priests, still the heart is not clear, a man will never see the truth. Mengjiangyu accomplished her work and lived a virtuous life. After death, she went to pay visit to her ancestors. If men and women lived such a good life, they would not die in vain. San Lang and Mengjiang, leaving this earthly existence as husband and wife, attained their true selfhood. Now to say more about the two on their heavenly thrones, let us continue about the wicked emperor Qin Shi Huangdi. The wicked emperor stood amazed at Mengjiangyu's act. He had not expected she would jump into the sea. His eyes gazed in front of him with never a wink. His mouth opened in anger and his face turned yellow. At last he said, "This is well fated. With power you caused the lonely one to come to this coast. It was not that you were unwilling to bide with him, but that you wanted to keep your vows. The beauty of your body was overwhelming. Your good and faithful heart was lovely and pitiable. To live alone for love is rare in the world. There are few girls like this now to be found. Let a monument of stone be erected on the coast, in memory of Mengjiangyu, who jumped into the sea. And now make ready my chariot royale, for I will soon return into my court."